Hi, friends. This is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day on this 29th day of June. Hope you're having an amazing day and spending time with your family and also getting your work done and all the things that we need to do to be productive. That's coming from someone who's an achiever, so you know my heart a little bit there. Okay, so we are now in Luke chapter 14, verses 1 through 17 in the World English Bible, and this is what it says. When Jesus went into the house of one of the rulers of the Pharisees on a Sabbath to eat bread, they were watching him. Behold, a certain man who had dropsy was in front of him. Jesus answering spoke to the lawyers and Pharisees, saying, "Is it lawful to heal on the Sabbath?" But they were silent. He took him and healed him and let him go. He answered them, "Which of you, if your son or an ox fell into a well, wouldn't immediately pull him out on a Sabbath day?" They couldn't answer him regarding these things. He spoke a parable to those who were invited, and when he noticed how they chose the best seats, and said to them, "When you are invited by anyone to a wedding feast, don't sit in the best seat, since perhaps someone more honorable than you might be invited by him. And he who invited both of you would come and tell you, 'Make room for this person.' Then you would begin with shame to take the lowest place. But when you are invited, go and sit in the lowest place, so that when he who invited you comes, he may tell you, 'Friend, move up higher.' Then you will be honored in the presence of all who sit at the table with you. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, and whoever humbles himself will be exalted." He also said to one who had invited him, "When you make a dinner or a supper, don't call your friends, nor your brothers, nor your kinsmen, nor rich neighbors, or perhaps they might also return the favor and pay you back. But when you make a feast, ask the poor, the maimed, the lame, the blind, and you will be blessed, because they don't have the resources to repay you, for you will be repaid in the resurrection of the righteous." When one of those who sat at the table with him heard these things, he said to him, "Blessed is he who will feast in God's kingdom." But he said to him, "A certain man made a great supper, and he invited many people. He sent out a servant at supper time to tell those who were invited, 'Come, for everything is ready now.' Mind if I pray for you?" Lord, thank you for healing on the Sabbath. Thank you for doing good on a day that was supposed to be about jubilee and joy. Thank you for confounding the Pharisees and the Sadducees. But as I pray that and as I say that, I realize I have all those tendencies myself. It's really easy for me to judge the disciples or the Pharisees or the Israelites or anyone in the Bible that does something wrong, because I can be proud, which is another thing you talked about in this passage. But I have clay feet just like them. And so, Lord, I pray that you would root out any parts of those Pharisaical ways or Sadducee ways or prideful ways, Lord, that I could understand the importance of humility. And I just thank you for this picture, this word picture of a banquet where you walk in and you are full of yourself and you try to jockey for position and be toward the top of the table, only to be demoted. And what you say here is it's better for us to always take the lowest seat, and then we'll be exalted in due time. And so, Lord, help us to humble ourselves under your mighty hand, that we may be exalted at the proper time. Lord, we choose to be humble. We choose to take that last seat. And when we walk into an unfamiliar situation, instead of trying to find the winners, so to speak, or the leaders or the cool people, which I am definitely guilty of doing. Instead, Lord, help us to seek out those in the corners or the margins, to dignify those who are not being listened to, who are not heralded, who are not platformed, but to give them an audience and to hear their story and to love them well. Lord, sometimes I've done that well and sometimes I have not. And so, Lord, forgive me for those times where I've wanted to be noticed by someone of acclaim rather than choosing to notice someone who is unnoticed. So, Lord, reorient our hearts today toward humility, toward humbleness. And as we open our homes and our lives to others, may it be that we don't just give to those we know who can give back to us, but that we would give to those who could never give back to us. Lord, that's the nature of love, to pour out without any expectation of anything in return. There is nothing worse to me, Lord, than to have that kind of reciprocity where someone does something for me and then they expect me to do something for them. That's not what the kingdom love is all about. It's about pouring out with no expectation. So teach us how to do that today. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. If you feel led by the Holy Spirit to support the podcast, you can go to patreon.com/prayeveryday. And at $10, I will send you a painting. These are paintings that I sell on my Etsy shop. And at $25, you'll receive the painting as well as the podcast that's secret, where I talk about all the things the Lord is teaching me. And at 100, you get all three things. And the third thing is being added to my prayer team. So thank you to all of you who are faithful patrons. And thanks for all of you who pray for this podcast.